For years, Britain has drawn waves of immigrants to its shores, and most Britons have tolerated, if not welcomed, the newcomers. The news that last week's bombings may have been carried out by members of the country's large Pakistani minority threatens to increase racial tensions. As NPR's Jim Zeroli reports, it may also change the debate about who should be admitted to the country.
Britain has some of the most liberal immigration and asylum policies in Europe. Over the years, that's generated criticism. During this year's parliamentary elections, conservatives faulted Prime Minister Tony Blair for the large number of illegal immigrants in Britain. The issue never really gained much traction, but David Conway, a senior research fellow at the think tank Civitas, says last week's bombings could change that.
We have had very, very lax immigration controls. We know that. I mean, the authorities have been saying how easy it is for people to obtain false passports, you know, after they've arrived. And, you know, if that isn't a perfect context within which potential terrorists can come in, I don't know what is.
Conway notes that the apparent bombers may have been British-born, but he says they may well have had help from overseas, people who slipped easily through Britain's porous borders. Conway believes the bombings have already changed the political climate around immigration. A Times poll taken after the attacks suggested that a large majority of Britons want tighter border controls and also want the government to crack down on the radical Muslim clerics who have come into the country. Prime Minister Blair suggested today that such measures may be needed.
We will look urgently at how we strengthen the procedures to exclude people from entering the UK who may incite hatred or act contrary to the public good, and at how we deport such people if they've come here more easily.
But the issue is not an easy one in Britain. The country today admits 200,000 legal immigrants a year. One of the striking things about last week's bombings was the cosmopolitan nature of the tragedy. The missing and dead included people of virtually every major race and religion. Tony Travers heads the Greater London Group, which studies city economies. He says immigration has increased in Britain since the 1990s.
So what we've seen happening is relatively rapid growth in the UK economy, coupled with Britain having relatively flexible labour laws that make it easy for people to migrate in a way it isn't, for example, into France or Germany.
Travers says some sectors of the British economy, like healthcare and tourism, are now dominated by immigrants. Some three-quarters of the immigrants to Britain settle in London. About a third of the city is now foreign-born. London is filled with young people who come to study or work. There are people such as 22-year-old Pooja Shah, who was dangling her feet into a fountain in front of the National Portrait Gallery yesterday. She came from Bombay to study fashion, and she has been amazed by London's diversity.
It's not like I'm in England. It's like I'm in this whole community full of people from different countries. And, like, if you get on the tube, you hardly hear English. You hear, you know, French or, I don't know, anything. And that's what I love about it.
Tony Blair insists that despite the bombings, Britain will remain a diverse and tolerant country. So far, Conservative leader Michael Howard has joined him, condemning the attacks as an effort to divide the country on religious and ethnic lines.
Isn't it the case that anyone who reaches out for a stone to throw at the window of a mosque, anyone who nurtures resentment against our Muslim community is the enemy of all of us?
The risk is that, as in the United States after September 11th, the political unity could eventually fray. The longer terrorism remains a threat, the more likely it is that some Britons will wonder how practical the vision of a multiracial society really is. Jim Zeroli, NPR News, London.